It's Saturday morning, time for Green Country Gardener. Green Country Gardener brought to you by OK Federal Credit Union, Green Thumb Nursery, United Rentals, Enterprise Sod Store, American Heritage Bank, Osage Region, Peter's True Value, Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, and Overlays Woods Lumber. If you have a gardening question for Larry Glass, call 918-336-1400 or 800-749-5936. And now, the man with the emerald thumb, Larry Glass. And it is a Saturday morning of Thanksgiving weekend. Larry Glass is here to take your calls, and 800-749-5936, the telephone number to call. And we'll always accept telephone calls. Calls take priority on the program. What do you got sitting around the nursery that we need to take home, Larry?
Charlie, good morning. Good morning. Around the nursery to take home, we have trees on sale.
Trees, okay.
And actually, we've sold a few trees and planted some trees this last week.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting more difficult to plant the trees. It's getting kind of dry, Charlie.
Oh, I will offer you a slight chance for some precip midweek, 20-30%. Yeah.
Good. Well, it'll probably never hit the ground. Anyway, the 5 and 7 gallon trees are on sale. The color's kind of gone on them, but that's probably why they're on sale.
That's probably why they're on. But they will come back and give you great color next year.
You bet. And also, in the greenhouse, we have poinsettias.
Oh, yes.
And these are born and raised in a greenhouse, and we're selling them in a greenhouse, so they're ripe and ready to go in the house. They'll do a lot better that way.
As opposed to something that was grown out somewhere in northern Mexico and trucked in, and then they're shocked when you put them in the house.
Just sit in a cart for 2 weeks. Yeah. You know, anyway.
Yeah.
So they're the healthiest ones you can get. Of course, it's time to. Oh, where are we?
Poinsettias. Yeah.
We also have fresh greenery, boughs, and wreaths in the nursery.
Okay.
For some real decorations. It smells good too.
Oh yeah.
So some greenery on the fireplace mantle always smells real nice and looks real pretty too.
Great.
And your furnace isn't working as hard, so it should last a little bit longer.
Yes.
Thanks to this anomalous weather, Florida weather we're having, at least for a while.
We have it trucked in every day.
I think there's a chance maybe for some cooler weather too.
Yeah, we're talking about at least a 32 degree low around the area tonight, but then we're looking at lows for the next several evenings around 40 or so. So
that's warmer than it is in Charleston, South Carolina, where my daughter is. That's just a precursor to what's coming, I bet.
Sure.
It can't get any better. So anyway, boughs and wreaths. Wind chimes. We have those durable anodized colored wind chimes.
And you actually have, those are tuned to usually like a major chord or something. So
they don't sound shrill. I mean, you don't want to slam the door shut when the wind blows.
No.
Because they sound really good. So you might check them out. Different sizes and prices too.
Okay.
And if you check our prices versus the .coms, we're actually a little bit lower, even on the retail price. And then you don't have to worry about freight. You just come and pick it up.
There you go.
So anyway, we got that too. Today would be a good day for them. It's going to be a little bit windy, as usual.
Yes.
So still plenty of pansies on sale.
Okay. Little color.
Good winter color, and we've got good weather coming on for them to get established this week. I put some in pots at my house 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
And they're really nice and big and full.
Great.
Covered in flowers. I used a liquid fertilizer when I planted them, the Tiger Bloom. It's organic liquid fertilizer we use.
And, very, very available.
Big, big fluffy flowers and really nice green leaves, big old green leaves on them. So they're doing very well in the potting soil and Tiger Bloom.
Oh, Tiger Bloom. That's good stuff.
Some other formulations that'll work real well.
Merry Christmas, Larry.
Merry Christmas. Did you have a great Thanksgiving?
Yep. And I tell you, I've been waiting on this for 2 days. Since Thanksgiving Day, I've been waiting for this moment to talk to you.
Uh-oh.
Okay. You've always said trim your rose bushes on Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And I got to thinking as I was out there with my hedge trimmers.
I heard them going, yes.
Trimming... the rose bushes, Thanksgiving morning, early. Got out there, started working in the yard. I burnt some stuff, lit it on fire and let it burn.
But
I got to thinking, I said, Thanksgiving is really early this year. How do the rose bushes know when Thanksgiving is?
The roses, they kind of cringe at the smell of turkey cooking.
Because I said, Larry says, do it on Thanksgiving. Well, It's really early
and
this
pumpkin
year.
Pie. They hate pumpkin pie.
So and they Thanksgiving just... next year could be even later. And so how are they going to know it's later?
It's not necessarily that day. It's just that
Well, you always say Thanksgiving.
Late November.
You say Thanksgiving.
That is late November. Okay. Very reliably late November.
Okay. So anytime late November. Yeah. I don't have to do
late
it.
Late November, early December, and so on and so on. Yes.
That's one of my Thanksgiving traditions is I go out with the hedge trimmers and start cutting because Larry says, cut those rose bushes back on Thanksgiving. So
you
I
bet.
Always do it on Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, you did very well.
And I always figure if I just take on a nice day, go out and do some of the stuff that you can do this mm-hmm. time of year.
Yeah.
You just kind of get ahead of the game.
Right. Yesterday, I dug up my canna bulbs and the elephant ears.
What Usually, about hostas?
No, you don't have to dig them up. No.
Can I move them yet?
You can move them, yeah.
I'm ready to move some.
Oh, yeah. You can move them around. You can divide them, too. I like to divide them a little bit later, but it can be done now.
I transplanted a tree yesterday. It was one about yay high, Larry. Show them on the radio how
yeah,
high
about,
this is.
About that high. About yeah. cubit. 1 cubit high.
Anyway.
18
I,
inches.
I pulled it out. It was in the flower bed. It was. It just came out clean as it could be, and I went and transplanted it.
Did you transplant it in mud?
I actually watered it pretty good.
Yeah, it should be all right, yeah.
And, a couple feet tall, but it was an oak.
Yeah. Remember right now, the ground is relatively dry, and the water is just going to be absorbed by the soil around it. So you really want to watch it and make sure it has plenty of water for a while, at least till it can get some root hairs established. The root system will still grow this time of year because the ground is relatively warm. And when you transplant something, it loses a lot of those root hairs. So it does need to be not really soaked, watered, but watered on a regular basis, just uh-huh. so it's relatively moist.
I've turned my sprinklers back on.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Those people uh-huh. who have sprinkler systems, it is so, so dry out there.
It is dry.
And really, you got to watch out the shrubs close to the house, too.
Yes.
Because, there's the eve of the house, and we'll get into that a little bit later in the show, but they're under a lot of stress. And just because it's going to be warm this week does not necessarily mean it's going to be warm next week.
And the other thing I trimmed was my boxwoods.
Yes.
I can do that now, can't I?
Not a heavy trimming?
No, I just kind of evened them out.
Yeah, just kind of even them out just fine. If you want to do a heavy trimming, wait until February or so.
But they'll survive.
They will, but it's warm like it is. They might put on a little bit of growth. And when it gets cold, it'll kind of nip them. And you have these boxwoods with these little brown things on the
leaves
tip.
All
yeah.
over.
Yeah, that's what happens when you do a light, heavy pruning.
Yeah.
But a minor pruning's fine.
Yeah. All right. What about spraying? Can I spray some 2,4-D and that kind of stuff on some winter
There
weeds?
Are some winter weeds, a lot of winter weeds in the ground, and the weather is going to be suitable now for
today.
That application, yes. So
today I can do it.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
But don't spray your roses with it, no.
Don't spray the roses?
No, not with weed killer, no.
2,4-D?
No, don't. No.
Will it kill him?
Dead.
All right, we got a call, Charlie.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Sounds like you're doing very well, Kevin.
Yeah, thank you. We do have a call, which is even better. Good morning, caller. You're on with Larry Glass. What can we do for this morning on Green Country Gardener?
Well, how hard, you say cut back the roses now. How hard do you cut them back?
Golly. Okay. It depends on the kind of rose you have, actually. If you have knockout roses, you can cut them back really, really far. Yeah, just take the chainsaw. But anyway, if you have hybrid teas, you want to cut them no more at this point in time, no more than about 30%.
Okay, that's what I want to know. I wouldn't plant a knockout rose. You paid me.
That's yeah. why we have different varieties.
Yeah, about 30%.
Oh, okay.
And after you cut them, Kevin, you need to go back with your pruning shears and cut them back at a node.
The knockouts?
Yes, the knockouts.
Well, they've survived all these years, just like I've been doing it. Early.
I guess so.
Because I do it on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It knows when Thanksgiving is.
Yeah, so does everybody else in the neighborhood. Yes.
They probably say, what is that guy doing over there at this hour of the day out there with that thing running?
Yeah. We had brisket this Thanksgiving.
Did you?
Oh, it's delicious. Yes. This year we decided to break tradition.
The Oklahoma beef producers, thank you.
Yes, it was a big one, too. It took all day to cook it.
Really?
Started at 6 a.m. on the smoker, and it wound up in the oven at noon, and then spent the next 6 hours in the oven dose and a quarter on the temperature. Oh, it was so good. It was a tough one too, man.
Did you have that dressing with it? Did you have any dressing?
Yeah, we had dressing, yes.
Man, I'll tell you what. Hey, get that cornbread and make that dressing. It's really good.
Have you ever had iron skillet cornbread?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best
in
the world.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, what kind of pie did you have with that stuff? Pumpkin, or do you have coconut?
Well, we have pumpkin pie and pecan pie and, okay. and a pumpkin chiffon pie. We had all kinds of stuff.
What kind did you have, Charlie?
Well, I had some pumpkin, and I had a nice piece of excellent coconut cream pie.
Oh, my gosh, that coconut cream pie is good so
stuff.
Good.
Yeah, everything at our Thanksgiving was homemade.
Yeah.
And it's good all for your, that coconut cream pie, because of the coconut in it, it's good for your mind. You know, they say that keeps you from getting dementia and that kind of stuff.
Really?
So you just eat the whole pie.
Okay.
That justifies that, doesn't it?
Justify.
I'll tell your doctor next time.
Better air up the tires on your bicycle, too.
Yeah. So I have coconut cream pie.
Yeah. Okay, Charlie. Okay. Kevin, thanks now.
It is a Saturday morning, Green Country Gardener, and let's see if we can... keep the callers coming in. That is great, because this is listener-driven radio, 800-749-5936. You were talking, I think, about pansies and getting some color out in the yard.
Exactly. Good time for that. Get that soil prepared.
Uh-huh.
Make sure the moisture levels are fairly constant. And a good layer of mulch helps conserve moisture quite a bit, too.
We'll take a break and continue with Green Country Gardener on the other side, 800-749-5936.
Talking with Brent at United Rentals, you've got yard fencing augers, you've got lawn aerators, sod cutters, seriously? You've got that kind of stuff there?
Yep, sure do. Use a sod cutter if you need to move some sod from your backyard and move it. We've got the lawn aerator, help your lawn out, and a lot of people are putting in their own fence, and you need the auger to drill your post holes, and in this country there's a lot of rocks, so you need the jackhammer to get through the rock to get your post set. 3801 Southeast Nowata Road, 918-333-9580.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has great selection of pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on Nowata Road and check out Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5, Sunday.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420. 800-749-5936,
the telephone number that gets you on the air for Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning. And during the break, continued talking a little bit about roses. Going back, first of all, the hybrid teas, you say take them about 30% this time of year?
Exactly. And you want to take some soil and mound around the knot, the graft.
Okay.
In case it does get extraordinarily cold in the absence of precipitation of any kind.
Mm-hmm.
It'll cause some dieback of it, and you want to make sure you preserve that graft as much as possible. And mulch alone just isn't enough. The soil put around it will conduct the ground heat up further,
uh-huh.
and then mulch on top of that will stop it. But a mulch layer just will not conduct the ground heat up as well. So you do need to put some soil around it, and don't forget to take it off in the spring. And if the roses do get nipped back pretty bad in the cold, then they will at least come back from above. You won't have a subgraft wild rose going. You'll have an above graft new start on the roses.
How about some of the more the climbing roses and some of them that are, you know, well out exposed?
Same thing. You want to probably cut your climbing roses, sort of like what we talked about with clematis in the past. Cut them back to the scaffolds. And then most of your climbing roses are indeed grafted.
Mm-hmm.
You need to follow a similar procedure. I do think it's going to get a little chillier this winter than normal.
That seems, seems to be the prediction from Old Farmer's Almanac and some of those, and it seems they are talking about a La Nina winter this year. So
There's a lot of precipitation out in the western mountains, usually, and that usually brings on kind of a weather pattern that kind of follow through here a little bit. So we're going to have one or two big snows, which is a good thing, because that's a layer of insulation. And typically, cold weather is preceded by a snowstorm or precipitation of some kind before we get a cold zinger come in. So that's to our advantage, actually.
Now, I've got some drift roses that I planted this summer, and they seem to be, you know, doing extremely well. What do I, as far as drift roses, what do I need to do for them for the winter?
You don't anything? Have to worry about them a whole lot. They are so tough and very resilient. You can't trim them back just to get them out of the way. There's no real rule for those. You can cut it back whatever you want.
Okay.
So I usually cut mine back to,
18 inches, 12?
12 inches tall or so.
Okay.
And then selectively remove the rose stems that really are don't appear to be any value. They're real corky and old. Get rid of those. They just sort of bring on disease and whatnot. Okay. So you get the loppers in there, sometimes the Sawzall in there to get them out. They make blades for the Sawzalls that really are very effective in
really?
Cutting trees.
Okay.
Yes, they do.
I'm going to be facetious and say I'll stay away, be unlike Kevin and stay away from the power implements, but okay.
I think they still have them at Overleaf, so they've got the a tree trimming blade for your Sawzall, it's very efficient. I've used them and quite nice. But anyway.
Okay.
So that's kind of it with the roses. Just make sure that they have adequate water.
Sure, that's bottom line.
Because it is kind of cold. The other plants and things, the more mature trees, they're okay. There's water deep down. If you go dig in a big old deep hole, you'll find there's some pretty good water down deep because we had plenty of rain this year.
Yes.
If you look at the charts on the Weather Service, we've had an adequate amount of precipitation. However, the We've reached the point where the precipitation is equivalent to where we should be at that point. And anything we don't have now is a deficit. So I guess in the big picture, we're right where we need to be, if not just slightly behind where we need to be in precipitation this time of year.
But we could use some surface moisture.
And typically this time of year is the driest time of the year. So the rains are few and far between and generally not as heavy as they normally are. So...
Water.
And yesterday I was digging up my canna bulbs.
Yes.
Rhizomes. Yes, my canna rhizomes, rather. And the elephant ears. It finally got cold enough to nip them back, and I dug them up yesterday. And it was really, really dry. In one area, I had to water the ground prior to digging them up, simply because the ground is too heavy and too tight. And then I took some of the soil and rubbed it between my fingers, and it felt kind of like axle grease. So after I get the bulbs out of there, it's going to be really prepared nicely.
Good.
So it isn't, and the canna bulbs just didn't get but 6 feet tall, and these are the ones that get really quite tall.
Whether we're talking rhizomes or bulbs, as far as spring bulbs, it's not too late to get them in the ground?
Spring bulbs, yeah. Tulips, daffodils, crocus, no, not too late at all.
Good.
However, in another month, it will be a little bit late, and some people wait till February to plant them, and it's really, really, really too late. They have to develop a root system enough to feed that top before it grows. So that's why they have to be in the ground right now.
I did hear something a number of years ago, and I don't remember whether it was fact or fiction, so I'll just throw it out here for whatever you say, that bulbs should be, in the ground for a month for every inch tall they should be?
That's probably a good rule of thumb.
Okay.
I think the quality of the soil and the amount of precipitation has a lot to do with that also.
Okay. So, makes sense.
So here in Bartlesville, well, they probably won't do that.
I just didn't know if that was fact or fiction. I thought I'd throw it out there.
Well, it's kind of a trend, if you will. And, the better the soil, the faster they're going to grow and develop. A little bone meal doesn't hurt them also when you plant them. Or just some bulb fertilizer does very well. Don't overdo it on that. It'll just burn them up.
Okay.
So that's kind of it with the bulbs right now. Not much to do with them. If you do want to divide them, you divide your daffodils, it's starting to get a little bit late for that too, if you remember where they are.
Okay.
I was digging in a bed where I have some miniature daffodils planted. And I dug up some of them inadvertently and then transplanted them around. So we'll have them spread around all over the place. So anyway, that's kind of what's going on in the garden now, as far as what to do outside is concerned.
Well, then I guess we'll have to take some things inside and talk about some of the neat things that you have for houseplants around the inside.
Exactly.
Of the house.
In addition to the aforementioned things at the nursery, we do have a good selection of houseplants right now.
Okay.
Some Christmas cactus getting ready to pop, a whole bunch of those. And some other cacti, delecti, if you will. And some carnivorous plants. They're doing really quite well there inside the sales room at the nursery.
Okay.
So we have, I guess, what would be kind of an average, you know, home lighting situation in there. Mm-hmm. And they've adapted real nicely to that. So when you take them home, they won't go, ah. They won't be shocked by
somebody turned the lights off.
The change in climate.
Yeah.
Although it does get a little cool there at night, but we do keep the door open to the greenhouse, so it gets some heat from the and humidity from the greenhouse too. Mm-hmm. The carnivorous plants are native to swampy areas, so they do need a fair amount of humidity also. So put them in a pot, maybe a saucer of gravel, wet gravel, around that, so the humidity will come up and help keep them going too. So they're a lot of fun. The kids like them too.
They are. Mm-hmm. You mentioned poinsettias, and it seems as though every winter we get a good primer from you as far as how to choose a good poinsettia plant.
Yeah, choose a poinsettia plant that has all green leaves on them. At this point in time, the flowers, the actual true flowers on the poinsettias, should not be open.
Now, we're not talking about the bracts. We're talking about the extremely small,
the little
actual
things,
flowers.
Those are the real flowers. The bracts are just modified leaves.
Right.
But the actual flower itself should be pretty well closed at this point in time. Look at the lower part of the plant. There shouldn't be any yellow or brown leaves on it. And look at what's on the surface of the soil, potting soil in the pot, and there shouldn't be any leaves falling on that. They should be kept clean by the retailer. So they shouldn't be sold as wrapped. You need to wrap them as they go out the door rather than buying with a wrap on them, because you really can't see the condition of the plant. So when you bring it into the house, the plant is already under stress. Then you bring it into the house with just more stress. They just kind of, bleh, you know. So you want something pretty in the house. Mm-hmm. So get a happy plant.
Sounds like a great deal. 800-749-5936, the telephone number to call for Green Country Gardener. We'll take a break and continue with more of your phone calls in just a bit.
At American Heritage Bank, our free mobile banking app allows you to monitor the balances of your accounts and experience personalized banking right at your fingertips. Pair with our free text alerts, and you now have a simple, on-the-go, secure method of managing your money. Visit us at ahb-ok.com or by stopping by one of our convenient locations today. American Heritage Bank, member FDIC.
If your yard is not flourishing, consider this. Talk to the experts at Enterprise Sod Store. They will tell you that sod is the answer to an instant yard and is mostly weed-free. Enterprise Sod has three kinds of sod: Bermuda, Zoysia, and Fescue. They'll pick up and deliver your sod and train you how to install and care for your sod. If you're a current or new homeowner or a landscaper or contractor, call the sod experts at Enterprise Sod Store 918-333-6888. Stop by and see them at 3410 Southeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville.
The holidays. With Fantasyland of Lights, the perfect way to spend time with family and friends. Fantasyland of Lights, now open through December 30th from 6 to 10 to delight young and old. Drive through Johnstone Park and see all your favorite holiday displays. Make Fantasyland of Lights a family tradition for years to come. Fantasyland of Lights, sponsored by Daybreak Rotary.
Start your seasonal projects with savings on must-have DIY tools from Peters True Value in Dewey. Like a DeWalt cordless lithium-ion drill driver kit, available now for just $99.99. Compact, lightweight design features a high-performance 300-watt motor and a 2-speed transmission. It also has a half-inch single-sleeve ratcheting chuck. Each kit includes the drill driver, two lithium-ion compact battery packs, a compact charger, and a contractor bag. Get this and other great deals on tools and accessories while supplies last. Peters True Value in Dewey. Behind every project is a true value.
The telephone number that gets you on the air. And we had a call come in during the break, but apparently they didn't hold on. So again, if you would like to get on the air, this is a great time to give us a call. 800-749-5936. That one's coming in. We'll say good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. Go ahead, please, caller. Okay, they didn't hang on. Okay. Again, we have open phone lines for Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning.
Anyway, in addition to poinsettias and houseplants and stuff we got, we need to talk a little bit about what to do in the lawn this time of year.
Yes.
Bermuda grass and zoysia grass, leave it alone. Don't scalp it yet.
Nope.
You don't want to scalp your Bermuda grass right now at this point, or your zoysia right now. But fescue grass, though, we need to make sure we're keeping it watered as well as we can.
Okay.
And fertilize it. It's beautiful weather. It's perfect weather for fescue grass. The last 2 weeks we've had, and even this week and probably part of next week, really good weather for the growth of the fescue grass. If your fescue grass just does not look like it should, perhaps it needs some fertilizer.
And we're talking about more than just N, P, and K, right?
Exactly. You can add some sulfur and iron to it also, or iron sulfate, FeSO4, and that will darken the green color very significantly. You have this envious, dark, even sub-emerald green color. Not like this limey green on that mouse pad thing. That's, yuck. But anyway, you really want a good, dark, deep green color in your fescue, and feeding it, not necessarily fertilizer, but nitrogen in addition to the trace elements, it will help enhance the color. It's kind of like what they do with koi fish. They give them, I don't know what it is they give them to make the colors more brilliant, but...
Whatever it is, it's good stuff.
Some egg yolk or something. I don't know. Anyway, that will enhance the color. Be careful with the iron sulfate. It will stain the sidewalk. So you want to get your leaf blower out and blow it off the sidewalk after you apply it, and then water it in real well.
Okay.
So anyway, that makes it look really attractive. We got a caller.
We do have a caller. Good morning. You're on the air with Larry Glass. Go ahead, please.
When was the best time to transplant or divide up iris?
Iris are really not really that picky. They can be divided about any time, but I like to do them in July and August. However, I do have some. My fall blooming iris are in full bloom right now, and I'm going to divide those after they bloom here coming up pretty soon. So,
okay.
Yeah, the winter time is just fine. Just be sure to put the rhizomes, bury the rhizomes about halfway in the ground, not too deeply.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you
very much for the call. So this is not necessarily peak time, but it's not a bad time to do it now.
Right, the iris in the summertime and late in the summer, early in the winter, they sort of develop their the differentiate in the bulb to create the flowers. So if you divide them now, they should be okay. They're really not very picky at all. They're very very tolerant of anything that happens to them, it seems.
Just get a nice fan shape going.
They don't like the shade.
Okay.
That's about the only thing that bothers them is shade. And gasoline. They don't like gasoline.
Roundup probably doesn't do them much good either, but that's okay.
Actually, that's not entirely true.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
So, anyway, no, I'm just saying that I'm being facetious about the gasoline. In other words, they'll grow about anywhere.
Yeah.
They are found on Mars, actually, next to the Nandinas, yes, and the dwarf yelp on hollies. But anyway, so, yeah, they can be divided right now.
Okay.
And the fall blooming ones, really spectacular.
I hadn't thought about that. I bet
we
they would
this,
be because everything else is...
blue ones. They've been in bloom for over a month.
Wow.
And there's more coming on. They're beautiful. The weather's... Now, last year, we got really, really cold kind of early in the fall, and they just, kicked them out. But this year, they're just... I watered them yesterday real well, but they're really doing nicely.
For somebody that doesn't have some and might be wanting some, I guess the best thing really is to see when the area garden clubs have their sales, and that would be one good way to pick them up. Is that something that you carry?
Yes, okay. We do carry them. We're going to have Gary and I, we were ordering them this last week.
Oh, okay.
And we grow and put them in pots, so they're already sprouted. It's really easy that way.
For sure.
And then chances are, and actually a lot of times they bloom the first year in the pots because we start them early and nurture them in the greenhouse and put them in the cold frames. And they do really quite well. We'll have them in 4-inch and gallon size, so. Really nice.
Mostly mature, ready to go in the ground.
Exactly. And the fall bloomings give you blooms twice a year. And these have bloomed. They bloom real well in the spring. And here they come again in the fall. Very nice.
And you were mentioning the different colors that you get out of that. So really get some good color variety.
Yeah, they're primarily the cool colors at this point. Mm-hmm. There are some yellow ones, though. We sold some yellow ones to a customer this last winter. And they were just absolutely delighted because he really loves iris, her husband does. And when they started blooming, he was just thrilled that they had fall blooming iris. So they're kind of fun.
Okay.
So you might consider some of those in your garden repertoire in with the perennials, perhaps at the back of the bed. Because they're not overly, just like any other iris, when they're not in bloom, there's just not much to look at but a bunch of big old sword leaves.
Very important sword leaves, yeah.
Exactly. So consider those too. Lawn weeds, we mentioned that earlier, broadleaf weeds, dandelions can be easily controlled now. The henbit is up, and the nepeta is up, and all these other things are that usually plague us are actually up and growing right now. If you look real closely in your lawn, especially around the edges of the sidewalk, especially if you live north of Kevin Potter, there's weeds is coming up everywhere. So, sorry, Kevin.
It's a nice landmark, if that's a...
Yeah, right. So anyway, there. So you can spray the grass right now. So that leads us to the tree of the week.
Which is?
Dogwood.
Oh.
The dogwood is an eastern native understory tree with a year-round interest. I mentioned the dogwood this week because they had a very spectacular leaf show this year. Very, very bright.
I have seen some very nice ones, yeah.
Very nice. They're gone now, but anyway. They typically, they have blooms in late April, May, around there is typically when they bloom. And they did a very good job last year. And this year, the dogwoods are going to be absolutely stellar. Those that I have seen, some of them are even putting on two blooms where they'd normally put one. Because, would that be a doubloon?
It
could be.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, but anyway.
You find some pieces of eight while you're there, yeah.
So, they bloom in May. Each flower is actually four bracts. You remember what we talked about, the poinsettias? Those are modified leaves that are bracts. Well, the dogwood flower has the what you see in bloom. The bloom is the actual protective coating around the that covers the flower for the entire winter, and the little blood on the tips of the cross are that which was exposed to the winter, and it doesn't the cells on there just don't divide; they just sort of die off. But the rest of it really splits up and divides and makes this big show. The flowers are actually inside the in between the center of those bracts, so about 3 inches wide or so. And I've seen them larger than actually in a good year. So if you give us some rain, you might have some. They do have some good fruits on them. They're bright red. And they mature in the fall, and the foliage is attractive green, of course, held with open canopy, and turns bright red in the fall, which it did this year. They were true to their name this year. And really, they're very good to have, but keep in mind, they are kind of an understory plant. Now, there are some that are planted out in the open in certain parts. Just down the street from where I live, there's a house that has several dogwoods with the road to the west and the driveway and the house road to the east, and the driveway and the house to the west. It's the absolute antithesis of where dogwoods are typically expected to grow.
But this one's working for
them. They do great. Must be the soil. The builder probably put in some good dirt over there. But anyway, they are somewhat adaptable as far as that's concerned. They do prefer an understory. That's their native growth.
But understory, you're saying that they're sheltered by a taller plant.
Exactly. Okay. Typically oak trees, if you have hackberry trees and silver maples, they will not get along because the root system of those tends to dominate. So forget about dogwoods underneath those trees. If you have oak trees, they're very compatible. They do prefer Sumard oaks, red oaks, northern red oaks, but pin oaks tend to be somewhat shallow-rooted, so they probably won't work very well under those too.
Okay.
However, there is another variety of dogwood that is probably a little hardier and easier to go underneath some of these unsavory canopy trees. That is the Korean dogwood.
Oh, okay.
It blooms typically on top of the emerging leaves in the spring. And it has a similar bracting and flower appearance and similar colors as the other dogwoods. But it and the flowers, with the exception of the Venus variety, tend to be a little smaller than the Cornus Florida. But there are some newer varieties of the Korean dogwood that are just as large as the Cornus Florida. So those might be consideration. And they also, the Korean dogwoods, have an interesting fruit in late summer and fall. It's a red raspberry-looking, which is edible.
Oh, yeah.
You can have a dogwood pie. But
yeah, I think I'll pass you by
that's
on that one.
That. No, sorry,
it may be perfectly edible, but I'm not sure I want one.
Give it to the dog.
Yeah.
But anyway, so... And I find the Cornus calza to be more tolerant of our conditions here than the Cornus Florida. Mm-hmm. As far as soil drainage, soil type, and climate is concerned, they tend to tolerate the variables we have in our conditions here a whole lot better than the dogwood, the Cornus Florida, which when I was a kid in North Carolina, they grew wild out in the woods.
Yeah, but they have a much richer soil typically.
It's red clay. Yeah.
Well, okay.
But you never saw them down around the creeks. They were always in the upland areas.
Yeah.
So they kind of deal with that. But anyway, there are some very successful dogwoods, as I mentioned before, all over town. Mm-hmm. Along Brookline, Brookside Parkway, actually, not Brookline, Brookside Parkway, Woodland Park. That's Dogwood Alley here in town. Really beautiful because they have the tall pecans and the tall oaks over there, which are very compatible with the dogwood trees. And the soil tends to run a little lower in pH down in that neck of the woods, too. Mm-hmm. It's why people have a hard time with their fescue lawns. And but the dogwoods are spectacular, so they don't worry about it too much.
Well, great. So if someone is thinking of a dogwood, they can see how it should look for them and decide if that's what they want to do.
Exactly. And like I said, with the Blossom Show and the dogwoods I have seen, the color of this, the show and the dogwoods this spring is just going to be absolutely spectacular.
Sound like a great idea. 800-749-5936, the telephone number to get you on the air. Green Country Gardener will continue in just a bit.
Fall is for planting. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has great selection of pansies, violas, and ornamental kale. Fall is also the time to sow fescue seed, and Green Thumb has 5-star fescue blend in stock. Check out their great selection of new trees and shrubs for fall planting. Come by Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses on No Water Road and check out Partosso's largest selection of quality plants. Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses open 7 days a week, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, noon to 5, Sunday. Keep track of important dates with your new 2018 desk calendars from your Bartlesville radio station. Each day has plenty of room to write in appointments, reminders, and special events. You'll find your new calendars invaluable at home and at work. Stop and ask for your free calendar at the following locations: Tri-County Tech, Central National Bank, Waters Heated Air Service, Prairie Cottage. You'll find your new calendar a valuable tool to keep dates, appointments, reminders at hand. Get your free 2018 calendars at any of these locations: Salt Creek Gallery and Marketplace, Barknet IP Wireless Internet, Paws Resort and Spa, Nawada Liquor, Crazy Cow. It's the new 2018 Bartlesville Radio Desk Calendars, and you can get yours today at Washington County Historical Society, Osage Home Health, the Bartlesville Ambulance, and right here at the radio stations, KWN, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM.
The thought of my sons growing up without me inspired me to quit smoking.
I talked to my doctors, and then I threw away all my cigarettes, ashtrays, and lighters.
I started exercising instead of smoking.
Staying away from alcohol when I was first quitting was key.
I kept on trying, learned something each time.
Do whatever it takes.
No matter how many times it takes.
We did it, so can you.
For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and CDC.
(800) 749-5936, the telephone number to get you on Green Country Gardener on this Saturday morning, and Larry Glass taking your calls on the garden line. 800-749-5936. Lines are open right now, and we're talking everything from poinsettias to dogwoods.
In addition to the attractive dogwood show we had this fall, there's another plant that's not very well known. It's called the chokecherry.
I've never met one personally, but it sounds interesting.
When you mention choke, I mean, you think, oh, my God. Besides carburetors, yeah. It just sounds like something that, you know, I don't want that. It's going to choke me. But, no, yeah. It's just the name it came up with.
Okay.
Aronia arbidifolia is the chokecherry. And it's a native North American native shrub. If you wander out through the woods now and then and mm-hmm. you see a plant with these little red berries on it, it is a native chokecherry. They kind of grow around here a little bit too. But the hybridized varieties are really quite showy. It's incredible four-season interest. Brilliant red fall foliage is with abnormally large glossy red berries on it.
Yeah.
But the native ones aren't really that much. But anyway... And the fruit is decorative in winter, offering food for the birds. So it's good. I think I'm going to plant one of these back behind the shed where the lightning hit this summer. Not this summer, but a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
Oh, blew everything out. What a mess.
But didn't do the wiring any good either.
No, it's a mess. But anyway, the spring blooms are clear white and produced in clusters. The flowers show is reminiscent, say, of a photinia, in appearance to photinias, if you will. Not extremely showy, but enough to really put on a good show. And it's a good focal point or background shrub. It doesn't get too tall either. You might get 6 to 8 feet tall and about as wide as that. So it's not a huge plant. Mm-hmm. You could use it as a specimen shrub up close to the house.
Okay.
But keep in mind, you need to have it half a span away from the house, or this far from 3 feet away from the house, at least.
Okay.
You don't want to plant it too close.
No.
But typically, maybe from the left shoulder to the right hand, that far away perhaps from the house. Because it does get about 6 feet wide, and you don't want to crowd things out, you know. Like Julia said, you don't want to crowd the mushrooms. But anyway, it's a really good shrub to have. It's very durable, very insect and disease-free also.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it's a good one to have. It does tend to, on the bad side, it does tend to bush out a little bit and have suckers coming up here and there. So it'll eventually, if you just let it go, it'll form a bramble, kind of like forsythias do.
Yeah.
And flowering quince, they will form a bramble if left unattended like that. And Yopon hollies are the same way. But I found that tendency for it to bramble is to spread out to make a clump like that is a product of the quality of the soil around it.
I was going to say there's got to be something that's not as healthy as it should be somewhere along the line.
Right. You can get a Yopon holly and plant it in really good soil. It won't tend to do that, but you put it in poor soil, it's going to be wanting to look for more resources. So it does tend to divide and make a big divide and conquer, if you will, make a big bramble. But anyway, the choke cherry is in full bloom right now. We have some full color right now. We do have some at front of the nursery, if you want to look at them. And it does give you some winter interest. I would backdrop this perhaps with a white structure or some evergreen green shrubs, hollies, something like that, so the berries pop out real well. It does need that to show up. Of course, they are bright red, but anyway, it's a good plant around here because it is natively occurring. That's kind of why I like to use something like that in the landscape, because it's easy to do. There's not a lot of work to it. In other words,
it's not quite a plant it and forget it type of plant, but it's close. It's
pretty darn close. Yeah. So you might consider that one in the landscape. A plant and then forget it plant up next to the fence, where it'll show up real nicely against that drab old gray privacy fence or something.
Right,
it'll show up real nicely in front of it. And you don't have to worry about the drought and getting too dry. So I think I might take up that lace cap hydrangea I've been talking about moving it. Well, it's going to get moved today. And put choke cherry in that place.
Okay, that'll be interesting to see. How long does it take to get, from if as they're available, say if you were buying one at the nursery, to get full size? Are we talking over one season or two seasons?
A couple of years. Yeah, okay. We're having we have some now that are at that stage where they are producing berries on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they're nice. They're nice plants. I like to use them maybe in a field of vinca minor, perhaps something to break that up or something like that.
Interesting color variation too.
Kind of a woodsy situation.
Yeah.
So, and that's the choke cherry.
We'll take our final break and continue on Green Country Gardener in just a moment. The telephone number to call 800-749-5936. More coming up in just a bit.
When you're building the home you've always wanted, look to 400 series windows and patio doors from the brand trusted by builders and remodelers Anderson. With variety, style, and time-tested performance, it's no wonder they're our most popular windows and doors. 400 series windows and doors from Anderson. Why choose anything else? See Anderson Windows at Overly's Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Keep track of important dates with your new 2018 desk calendars from your Bartlesville radio station. Each day has plenty of room to write in appointments, reminders, and special events. You'll find your new calendars invaluable at home and at work. Stop and ask for your free calendar at the following locations: Tri-County Tech, Central National Bank, Waters Heated Air Service, Prairie Cottage. You'll find your new calendar a valuable tool to keep dates, appointments, reminders at hand. Get your free 2018 calendars at any of these locations: Salt Creek Gallery and Marketplace, Barknet IP Wireless Internet, Paws Resort and Spa, No Auto Liquor, Crazy Cow. It's the new 2018 Bartlesville Radio Desk Calendars, and you can get yours today at Washington County Historical Society, Osage Home Health, the Bartlesville Ambulance, and right here at the radio stations, KWN, KYFM, KRIG, and KPGM.
Fall means mowing on hot days are soon over, but at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, it means great deals on Bobcat mowers. Four Seasons Ag and Lawn has a double-engine warranty on all Bobcats in stock. Four Seasons is offering you the best Bobcat warranty in Oklahoma, starting with 5 years, 500 hours, all the way up to 6 years, 2,750 hours on commercial mowers. Now, nobody can touch that. A double-engine warranty on your new Bobcat, only at Four Seasons Ag and Lawn, 3 miles southwest of Ula, on
169. 800-749-5936. Get you in for Larry Glass this morning, taking your calls on the Garden Line. Still about 5 minutes yet to go. If you have a question for Larry, or maybe just looking for a recommendation on the type of plant to fill a need in your garden.
Mm-hmm. Now, we hadn't touched on an annual
yet. We haven't yet.
And annuals are something typically we plant in the spring.
Right.
But I feel if we kind of know what different ones there are out there that you might want to plant in with your annuals, you'll be very well prepared to go into the spring knowing what to do.
Have a garden plan. Good idea.
Exactly. Annual of the week is Volvulus glomeratus.
Not familiar with that name.
A very attractive sky blue flowers with a very slight white center. It's blue. Not many things bloom blue here, with the exception of salvia and the Russian sage and so on. But anyway,
and the common name for this one is
Volvulus.
Oh, okay.
Or the common Hawaiian Blue Eyes is a popular cultivar. That's so we call it Blue Eyes generally.
Okay.
But it's known as Volvulus.
Okay.
So remember that.
Yes, I will.
It's not quite as blue as your shirt right there, which is really blue. It's more like the blue of that microphone cable.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Which is a sky blue color. Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, leaves are kind of lance-shaped and somewhat hairy, and they maintain themselves very well in the summer heat. These are native to Brazil, and it's a non-vining, kind of a morning glory-like flower. Or annual with a somewhat trailing stem. I say somewhat in that it's not like, say, a sweet potato vine that just covers the earth.
Mm-hmm.
This one is more compact, and you can use it, say, in the border or something to break up the border along your annuals.
Okay.
If planted in the ground as a bedding plant, it typically forms a sprawling foliage, mounds up to 9 to 18 inches tall, about that tall. Trailing stems tend to grow somewhat horizontal. And a downward one planted in a pot. These are very popular hanging basket plants.
Okay.
But I think really they do better in pots close to the ground or in the ground, actually. People tend to forget to water them, and they they suffer an appearance in the summertime. But they do very well in the ground. They do respond very well with good soil preparation, as does everything. And so they do real well along your border. The Hawaiian Blue Eyes is a popular cultivar with bell-shaped blue morning glory-shaped flowers up to an inch in diameter that freely bloom throughout the growing season on stems that with the leaves on them, of course. If flowers usually close up at night, so they punch a clock when it gets dark, and they don't like to work on cloudy days.
Really?
So on that rare two or three cloudy days we have in the summer, they just don't make much of a show. But this is one to consider in the forefront of your bedding plant composition, and put your tall salvia and other stuff behind it. And because it's blue, it has a different color, and it is very carefree and easy to grow. So you might consider Volvulus next spring.
Okay. And that typically planted in March, April? Or?
April the 15th, typically, when you plant those. So add that to your repertoire. And roses, we talked about roses a little bit. We have had a hard freeze, so you want to prune them back right now real good. Generally cut hybrid tees in third or half, always cut them at a node. Mm-hmm. And time to make sure the birds have plenty of water, as dry as it is right now. Keep the bird bath full.
And, of course, get those bird feeders out now so that the birds will know where they are and mm-hmm. the squirrels will leave them alone.
And in the vegetable garden, time to get that field plowed up. I did mine, did a rough till on it and with a shovel.
And again, by rough till, you're saying just turn it over, but let it lie open, right?
Exactly, lay open. And the if your soil is a little bit tight, the freeze and thaw of the winter will tend to break up that clay, and you'll be able to do just rake it out in the spring and ready for planting that way. So it'll save you some work later on. Do it while it's cool now, and don't do it at the last minute in the spring, but do it right now. So that's kind of what's going on this week in the garden at the nursery. I did mention we have a lot of poinsettias on sale right now. All kinds of colors. We have one. I don't know if we have them yet, but it's this pinkish color with a white rim on it. We only got three of them in. They're new this year. So there's not very many to go around. And really, the appearance of the plant itself isn't really that spectacular.
You showed me a photo of it, and you need to put that up on the Green Country or Green Thumb website so they can take a look at that. That's an interesting poinsettia.
I don't know. If you me like computers, it's just faster just to go look at them. But
drive over to Green Thumb Nursery on Nowhere Road in Bartlesville. I want to see that new poinsettia plant.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't there yesterday, so I don't know if we still have them. They might have sold already. We're going to try to get some more in. But we do have plenty of the other colors. This one is a little bit later to develop. Some of the bracts aren't fully developed yet. But, well, that's fine. They will pretty soon.
Absolutely. A good time to be thinking about a garden plan and invite Larry over to make some recommendations for you during the
exactly.
winter season.
Exactly. Time to plan that landscape, get the plans ready. You don't necessarily have to do it right now, but it's a good time to think about it. Because when April comes around, it's already done. And all you have to do is push the button and we'll come out and get it done for you.
Sound like a great deal. Push the button. It still can mean the use of some garden implements somewhere along the way.
Exactly. And Charlie, we'll see you next week. Keep that shovel sharp and bring on some good weather.
Thanks, Larry.
For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227 CQ Bartlesville.